The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
In for Pat today and tomorrow. We're going to cross stateside now. Our regular contributor on the PK Show, Terry Sheridan, managing editor of WSHU Public Radio, joins us on the line from New York. Now, a number of stories to cover, as always, Terry. Welcome to the programme. Trump's woes. So he had this case for false accounting, the Trump Organization, and he got a huge fine plus interest charges. And in order to appeal, he had to lodge an appeal bond. How's it going for him?
Well, not going very well, Ivan. Yesterday, it was revealed by his lawyers that no surety company would guarantee the $454 million that is being sought by the state of New York. So he has another week to try to raise it. But this does two things. First of all, it puts his properties at risk. And New York Attorney General Letitia James has said that if he doesn't post bond while he appeals, she will start seizing the properties and selling them off. And the other thing is, it's another knock against his reputation as being this rich, acute businessman, because he himself does not have the money to put up this bond.
So let's fast forward on the tape. It is a lot of money, in fairness. What are the options if he turns around and says, I just can't raise, I could raise 100 million, but I just can't raise, because he did a bond for the other civil case, what was it, 80 million. I mean, in terms of if he returns to the court, does his appeal die? What happens?
Well, his appeal, he's still appealing. So it's still up to the in the state of New York, the appeals court, to decide whether the judgment against him and the case against him was fair or prosecuted correctly. So that appeal still goes on. It's just the matter of, during his appeal, that he has to post the bond, you know, for this, again, $450 million judgment. So that doesn't go away. He can appeal again as part of the appeal. He can say this is unfair, this is an unfair amount, it's an unprecedented amount. That's all well and good, but the fact is, because of the way the courts here in the in the states work, he has to post that bond. If he doesn't post that bond, even though he's in appeal, the state of New York has the right to seize and sell the properties.
Okay. So it wouldn't affect his candidacy as such. He wouldn't be declared bankrupt as such. It would be just the forfeiture of his property portfolio.
Correct. I mean, he can still raise money, and candidates raise money separately from their personal wealth. In fact, if Donald Trump was to use any of his own money, it would be considered a loan to the campaign. So it doesn't have anything to do with his candidacy.
What's happening with Peter Navarro, who was a member of his administration previously?
Well, Peter Navarro was a member, a close member, a trusted member of the Trump administration. He is set to go to jail for a period of 4 months because he was held in contempt of Congress for refusing to testify before the House January 6th committee a couple of years ago. So he appealed that. He lost. He went all the way to the Supreme Court. Chief Justice John Roberts turned down the appeal, so the full court did not hear it. So that means he is going to minimum security jail for elderly people in Miami, Florida.
In relation to all these cases against Trump, 84 criminal charges, surely he has a get out of jail card, literally, which is the Supreme Court appeals. And you know, he appointed, is it three of the six or whatever of the judges there? I mean, is that his strategy?
That's one of his strategies. And yes, he did appoint the judges. He now has, or Republicans have, a supermajority on the court. They have not always ruled in his favor. It is one of his get out of jail cards, so to speak, because there's already been a few rulings already. The ultimate get out of jail card is if he is elected or elected president, in which he could try to pardon himself. It's never been done before, but any pending charges in federal court, he can order his attorney general to drop the cases.
All right. Now, turning to the incumbent, Joe Biden, of course, our own Taoiseach Leo Varadkar was there presenting the shamrock, and he told the story of quoting Joe Biden's son losing his life in the war. But the big issue from the Irish perspective was how hard he would play the American support for the Israelis and the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. How did that play out?
Well, again, the Irish government did warn the American government that Leo Varadkar would bring up this topic, and he brought it up very forcefully, in which the president said he knows he's looking for a humanitarian ceasefire. He's looking to send more relief supplies into Gaza, and again, talked about the proposed invasion of Rafah. It's interesting to note that the president said he agreed with when Varadkar mentioned that the only way was a two-state solution. And again, did it have a major turning of the president's thoughts? Perhaps not. But was it one of many that is developing now, in which the president and Democrats, including Chuck Schumer, the highest ranking Jewish member of Congress, you know, are starting to criticize Benjamin Netanyahu? And then yesterday, the president called Netanyahu about the invasion in Rafah, and Netanyahu is sending a delegation over to Washington to discuss what they're calling alternative plans.
Now, a lot of people across the entire globe are perplexed how we've got a 78-year-old taking on an 81-year-old, potential geriatric disabled president versus a crook in Trump facing 84 criminal charges. And I've been thinking about this, and it's not every day I get to speak to you. I think what's to blame for the American political system is that your access to being on the ballot paper is to do with money. I saw in 2020 total federal election funding was, you know, donations were 14 billion. You know, I mean, like, is money at the root of the undemocratic nature of American politics, whereby younger people with talent and charisma just don't break through because they can't raise the money?
Well, it's money. It's also the political system. Yes, you could be a younger person. You can run for, say, a smaller office, a town councilor or an assembly person, whatever. But to go far in the party, you either need either Republican or Democrat to go far in the party and to go up the chain, so to speak. You know, you need either the support of the party or you need the money to buck the party's will. So, yes, money is a major part of it. And in fact, we have never-ending campaigns because the candidates are raising money. Think about it. This presidential campaign is now in full swing. It's 8 months before the election, but actually the campaign started over 2 years ago. So we have been in a campaign for almost 3 years. And it's all about raising the money, going to this fundraiser, going to that fundraiser, this appeal, that appeal, attacking your either you know who your opponent's going to be or who you presume your opponent's going to be. So, yes, it's money. And the fact that our campaign, the campaign has been extended from something that used to be 3 months. It used to be Labor Day, the first weekend in September here in the United States. Now it's never ending.
So. The systemic problem, like, why don't the, for example, take the Democratic, why didn't they have a succession plan for Joe Biden? Because if Trump wins, it's because the Democrats didn't have a succession plan.
It's that I would say that's one of two reasons if Trump wins. Yes, Trump has been very successful and the Republicans have been very successful as painting Joe Biden as someone who is too old to be president. The other thing, though, going back to something we just talked about, Joe Biden is losing support among younger voters, not because of his age necessarily, but because of his support for Israel in the Gaza war.
All right. Fascinating. And it's also fascinating how the American-Israeli PAC is raising so much money that maybe explains some of America's support for the Israel.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.